AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The U.S. and Russia come to an agreement in Saudi Arabia.
It was the most extensive contact since before Moscow's invasion nearly 3 years ago, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, his Russian counterpart, and others meeting in Riyadh. No one from Ukraine was invited. And President Volodymyr Zelensky has now postponed his own Saudi trip this week, suggesting he did not want his visit being linked to the talks. Rubio says it will be a long process, and Ukraine will play a role.
But ultimately, the Russian side will be indispensable to this effort.
European security expert Nigel Gould-Davey says that much is clear, since the negotiations are basically being conducted on Russia's terms.
America hasn't even tried to challenge that.
By already suggesting Ukraine will have to give up land and will not join NATO. Gould-Davies wonders whether it's fair to even call this a negotiation.
Or in some sense, a series of American capitulations.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The CEO of the Greater Toronto Airports Authority says all but two of the people injured yesterday when a jet burst into flames on a runway have been released from the hospital. Deborah Flint says investigators are looking into what caused the crash.
This would not be a time for us to have theory or to speculate on what caused the crash. So as I shared, you know, we have a number of agencies that are here that are responsible for doing a thorough and full and complete investigation to determine all the causal factors. And we are looking forward to getting those results and to sharing those. And those will be shared very publicly once they are received.
Republicans are considering cuts to Medicaid, which could put in jeopardy health care coverage for some 80 million U.S. adults and children enrolled in the program. This is AP News. At least 14 people have died in Kentucky from the extreme weather events.
Flood-battered Kentucky is bracing for a winter storm that could dump a half a foot or more of snow in some parts of the state, says Governor Andy Beshear.
This is a snowstorm in the middle of a natural disaster.
He says weekend flooding claimed most of the lives lost, but two people did die of hypothermia. Pike County was hit especially hard by flooding.
Significant damage to homes, the inside of homes, so many people having lost just about everything on the first floor, businesses that had 6 to 8 feet of water.
Governor Beshear says they're still rescuing folks and transitioning to recovery and cleanup while also preparing for the snowstorm. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.